Shakespeare wrote 37 plays. The first I ever saw was Richard III. I had a good time, and I laughed, hard but silently, when the murderers in the tower killed the prince while hollering, "Take that, and that, and that," because it was such an overused cliché, sounding like something out of a Looney Tunes cartoon, "Take that, putty tat, and that, and that," which was when I realized that Shakespeare didn't use old clichés, he invented them. Using for the first time phrases that went on to be used and overused for the next 400 years. I vowed I was going to see all of Shakespeare's plays, even the bad ones, live on stage at least once before I died. At present, of the 37, I have yet to see Timon of Athens and Two Noble Kinsmen, but I may have to live a long time because no one ever does those. Anyway, since I've nearly completed my Shakespeare life list, I've added another prolific playwright to my theater-going life list challenge. I am now also trying to see all 10 plays in the late August Wilson celebrated century cycle, also called the Pittsburgh cycle. The 10 plays were written between 1982 and 2005, each taking place in a different decade of the 20th century, all but one taking place in Pittsburgh, together offering a view in rich and detailed stories of the African-American experience across the last 100 years. Of the 10, I have now seen 7. The latest to be scratched off my August Wilson life list is the seldom-staged Two Trains Running, which Wilson wrote in 1991. Playing through July 7th at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, Two Trains Running is August Wilson's 60s play, set just over a year after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Taking place inside the rundown Hill District coffee shop of the self-made man Memphis, the play covers a few days in the lives of the folks who've made Memphis's diner the hub of their lives. These are potently rich, real characters, flawed, frail, and fleshed out. From Wolf, the flashy numbers runner who seems to be the only one making any money, to the no-nonsense waitress Risa, whose practiced detachment masks a fierce sense of sadness, to the recent parolee Sterling, just looking for a break, to Hambone, the developmentally disabled man-child who Risa gives free meals to. In many ways, Hambone, with his plaintive, oft-repeated cry, "I want my ham!" is the heart of the play, steadfastly insisting on getting what was once promised him in exchange for painting a white grocer's fence 10 years before. I suspect that in 400 years, "I want my ham" may become the "take that and that" of the 25th century, and that August Wilson's writings, all of them, will have provided a similarly wealthy abundance of cultural and literary references. Wilson's work is that thick with beauty, depth, and lusciously repeatable phraseology. Directed with loving detail and a strong sense of character by Lou Bellamy, who's directed more of Wilson's plays than any other director on the planet, this is a great one for first-timers to Wilson's world. Arguably the most hopeful of his 10 plays, Two Trains Running is a generous play, distributing with lumpy impartiality a whole series of happy and semi-happy endings amongst its characters, characters that live such hopeful, hurt, frustrated, optimistic, pessimistic, brilliant, and vibrant lives, it is nearly impossible not to want them to get everything they deserve, from ham to happiness, from a fair break to friendship based on real, lasting love. Two Trains Running runs through July 7th at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, osfashland.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.